QVT. Good afternoon and welcome to How Do You Do with me, Ray Darcy.
And me, Mary Fitzgerald.
Hey!
Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Mary. How are you?
I hear you're busy making and doing there.
I am. I'm busy making and doing. I think I have a vague memory of being on How Do You Do. Was I on as a guest presenter or something like that?
You were on as a guest, yeah. Many, many moons ago, as I said, when my show used to go out on The Den, as I said, your two eminent colleagues, yes, Zig and Zag, used to slag me off and call me the toilet roll lady.
They
so
did,
I decided
yes.
at some stage that I would... called their bluff and invited them and you as their chaperone onto my show. Uh-huh. And they came on and they brought along empty toilet roll holders and paint and glue and scissors and a whole load of stuff like that. And they made the dart, if you remember.
Yes. Well, funny you should mention that, Mary, because I just sorry to cut across here, but we have a recording of Zig and Zag on How Do You Do. So we'll get that out of the way, will we, before we make the Zaga
Bombs. Okay, great. Yeah, I look forward to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome along to Zig and Zag. How Do You Do?
Is it on the third shelf?
Yeah, third shelf. Okay. How Do You Do? It's a fun-packed programme where we're going to make things out of toilet roll inserts.
How do you do?
Very well, thank you. anyway.
I love that. I just found the paint.
Okay. Right, great. Got the paint.
Tell them what we're going to be making today.
We'll be making things out of toilet roll inserts, and here's a list of things you'll need.
Hey, there you go. That was great.
Hey, right.
So, Mary, thanks so much for doing this. So you're going to help us make Zaga Bongs, and we've all the information up on the website. So if you miss it, don't worry. You can go on and you can print it off. And you're giving us loads of different options. And I know that the art and hobby shops are still open, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. The Zaga Bonds I'm going to make are ones that are made out of wool pom-poms. But the art and craft shops are open because the schools are open. So if children or mums and dads or teachers out there want to make them with something else, they can go to the craft shops and get, for example, soft craft balls or polystyrene balls that can be painted and decorated with glitter. And also the one thing that you do need if you don't have it at home are pipe cleaners, or they're known in the art and craft shops as coloured stems, but basically all of us ordinary people know them as pipe cleaners. So they're available in art and craft shops. But if you don't have those, Ray, you can also use some garden wire. So there's lots of options really to make these.
Now you sent them in to us and I'm going to put mine on just for the purposes of this interview. So they're like,
I can hear them already, yes, jangling away.
Yes, and I it's brilliant because they're sort of falling down like large earrings either side of my face. Okay, so let's go with the pom-pom version of it then.
The pom-pom version then, we'll start off with the basic materials that you need. So I'll quickly go through them, Ray.
Yes.
First thing you need is a hairband. So a hard hairband as opposed to a soft hairband. And girls out there will know what that means. Secondly, you need some ribbon or crepe paper to decorate the hairband. If it's a black hairband, you might like to make it red or yellow.
Uh-huh,
so that's optional. You don't have to do that, but it makes it look nicer. Then the third thing you need is either thin garden wire or florist wire, if your mum or dad or boys and girls have it stuck out in the garden shed. But if not, if you have pipe cleaners or coloured stems, which are available in art and craft shops.
Yes. Before you go on, I'm just wrapping my... pipe cleaner around the biro there to make it spiral.
That's
okay.
I'll get on to the next bit. You need wool for the wool pom-poms, and then you need some card, and then pencil or marker and scissors and glue. So those are the basic ingredients. So to actually make the wool pom-poms, you're ahead of yourself there, Ray.
Sorry.
You draw out on a piece of card, such as a cereal box, a large circle, which is 9 centimetres wide, and then a smaller circle, about 5 centimetres wide. And a tip for drawing out circles is to use either a mug or a cup for the larger circle, and then maybe an egg cup for the smaller circle.
Yes.
And then you have to make 2 of those circles. And the main thing to remember then when you cut out the circles is with the smaller circle, you have to cut out the middle part.
Uh-huh.
So both circles look like a round donut.
Yeah, so you have a ring.
A ring, exactly.
Cardboard
ring. So hold those 2 together. And then, as I said, you've already started. Get a piece of wool, and start it to wrap it around the cardboard circles. And you just keep cutting off long pieces of string and keep wrapping them around.
Right.
And it's a lovely thing to do if you're just sitting watching the TV Netflix or chilling out. And within about 20 minutes, you should have your cardboard circle covered in wool. So the next part of it is, it's a little bit tricky. So if there's small boys and girls listening and they're going to do it, maybe they'd get the help of the mum and dad or older brother and sister.
Yes.
So Ray, you're a big boy at this stage.
Thank you, Mary.
If you have all your cardboard ring covered with wool, then you get your scissors and you insert it between the two pieces of cardboard.
Yes.
And you cut along the top. So you're cutting out the wool at the top. And you put your finger in between the hole, in the small hole, just to hold the wool together. And when you have it all cut out, you then get another piece of string and put it in between the two pieces of card and then tie it together. And you pull it into what looks like a little pom-pom or ball.
Brilliant.
And pull off the
Mary, do you know what I'm going to say to you? This is like doing magic on the radio, but it's great because we're living through a pandemic, so I don't mind. So it's how do you do with Mary Fitzgerald on the radio? I'm doing my bit here and we're going to put it up on social afterwards. And as I said, all of these instructions are up online. So let's consider the bauble made then, Mary. Let's consider that made.
Now, when the bauble is made, then just to assemble it, basically what you do is you get your hairband and, as you said yourself, a pencil with, you wrap around the pipe cleaner and you make it into a spiral. Remove your pencil, you make two of those, and then glue one end of the spiral, the pipe cleaner spiral, to half the to the center part of the hairband
and you know,
and then the stick the wool pom-pom to the top part of the spiral.
Yes.
So that's one part of the zagabond made. And then you repeat the process on the other side of the hairband.
Great.
Another spiral and another pom-pom. And essentially you have a hairband with two dingly-dangly pom-poms.
Zagabonds. Like
zagabonds at the top, yeah.
Mary, there are children at home of a certain age going, Mammy, what's a zagabong? What's a zagabong? Well, I can tell them that zagabongs are on Zig and Zag's head because they're from Zog and they have zagabongs. They're sort of receptors, if you like.
Yeah, they're like their antennae to whatever planet they arrive
exactly,
from.
Exactly. And if you want to do the whole thing and tune in on Sunday, like, it'd be great if you had the zagabongs as well. And maybe you could send us in pictures of those. Now, what's happening here with me, I'm having trouble putting the pipe cleaner onto the hairband. But I'll sort it out. I'll sort it out.
Well, it just takes a little bit. You need to hold it down with your finger so
that it takes a few minutes for the glue to set. Yeah,
and just one thing to say, if nobody out there has wool in their house, it's because we're all in lockdown.
Yeah.
You can use pieces of egg cartons for the pom-pom part.
Colour them and put glitter on them. That's brilliant. Yes, great. Mary,
they look great.
They do look great. I'm putting Zags on now. I have three pairs of your zagabonds on my head now. Mary Fitzgerald, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We better just do this before we... Hold on now. Today's How Do You Do was brought to you by Mary Fitzgerald and Ray Darcy. And they made zagabongs. Thanks, Mary. See you.
Thank you very much, Ray. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.